Hey, this is Terrace from eFinch. Sorry that it has been a while since I've last updated and posted something here. We've been a little busy. We're getting eFinch ready for the spring, I guess, home improvement season here in Baltimore. We're counting down the days. So I've been working a lot on that. But, you know, as usual, I wanted to keep posting and give you some real-world updates, things that you can hear today, take home with you, and do on your house tonight. Now, it's Friday. They're calling for a lot of rain this weekend here in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. and Annapolis. And we often get calls shortly thereafter about people having water going into their basements or just a smell of muskiness or some, you know, water issues related to the basement. Now, there are two types of ways that water could get into your basement. The first way is groundwater. That's another topic. That'll be another podcast. Today, I want to talk about after a rain or after a heavy snowfall, it almost seems like water's seeping through the walls, the concrete or the block walls that is your foundation. The reason that happens, concrete's porous. And even in the best circumstances, if there's enough water resting against concrete, it'll almost sweat it into your house. You may not notice water, but that's where you get sort of that musky smell, that basement smell that we all hate. So what my advice is today, what I wanted to give you, we talk a lot about gutters and gutter cleaning and gutter installations on eFinch. But one of the things are things that you could do as a homeowner to try and get some of the water away from your house. That's the key. A gutter's job is to take the water that flows or that falls onto your roof and get it away from your house, away from the foundation, so it doesn't affect it. It's almost like a non-entity as far as the water that may or may not be going into your basement. The key is you want properly working gutters. You want gutters that are not overflowing, so they have to be clean. They have to, like I said, be flowing. That includes the downspouts. What you want to do today is check your downspouts. When you go to the downspouts, you want to make sure that when they get down to the ground, they're pushing water away from your house. The rule of thumb is you at least want it 4 feet. 6 feet is even better. You want it to drop, if you can, at least 6 inches. That's the ground level. 6 inches from where the foundation meets the dirt until where the water is sort of pushed out of the pipe. That's why you see a lot of extensions, the black tubes that run off the bottom of your gutter. You want to make sure that you're pushing the water away from your house, and wherever that water lands, it's at least, I would say, at least 6 feet away from your foundation and also a 6-inch drop. If you can't get that 6-inch drop, continue it out even further. The key is getting the water that's falling on your roof, which is a lot of water, getting that water and pushing it away from your house as best, as fast as possible, so it never comes back. This is Terrace from eFinch. We're based out of Baltimore, Maryland. We're your home improvement community. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Any questions, feel free to look us up, eFinch.com, EFYNCH.com. Thank you.